We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been describing that when you have a public fund, they should make sure to take collateral to ensure they get the money back, and they should have a set rule about that, so that they know they'll get their money back. And he says, the most important thing is to appoint reliable people who will always ensure that the public fund is functioning the way it should. And they will also ensure that they'll always have the funds necessary to give loans to those that need. He says, and I want you to know that being that the custom is when we have a public fund that at the time of the loan they give the collateral, then you don't have the mitzvah that says give back the collateral so that he could use it at night, etc., as we learned the halachos earlier in the work. And he says, and being that at the time of the loan he volunteers the collateral in order to receive the loan, so if he gives something that his livelihood is contingent on it, you don't have the prohibition that says don't take collateral, don't take as collateral something that will hinder his parnasa. The Torah says don't take collateral something which he needs to make his livelihood. Well, being that he's giving the collateral voluntarily at the time of the loan, it's not that we come collecting and he doesn't have the money and then we say, okay, so then you have to give collateral. But rather, he's giving it in order to obtain the loan, so then whatever he wants to give, he may give, even if it affects his parnasa. By the same token, the Torah says, don't take the garment of a widow when you take collateral. That doesn't apply here. Because he agrees to it at the time of the loan. So these mitzvos do not apply. Whatever they want to give as collateral is okay. But as we learned earlier, if what happens is he takes the loan and then later on he deposits the collateral, so then there are many different halachos that everyone who runs a gemach has to know them. You could look them up in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tzadi Zayin, and you could look them up earlier in the Laws of Loans in the 8th chapter where we learned it earlier.